Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And as we've started doing weekly here, now is our time to convene with and get both lecture, teachings, lessons, all these things. We're going to talk to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. You getting along all right?
I am. Just to be sure, I didn't ask this question before. Are we still in the whole social media blackout phase?
Oh, yeah, we're still blacked out.
Are you enjoying that?
Actually, you know, I am, and I'll tell you why, because the whole social media footprint thing, I'm wondering if people really realize how much time they spend doing it. Now, I'm not a social media professional, but just since, you know, I got hacked and all that blew up, and I turned everything off, I've got a lot more time to do things.
Sure.
Now, it's great.
I think that a lot of people think social, for a lot of people, they see social media as a voice, as a platform to get their point of view out. And, you know, you and I exist in a time when the only platform we had to get things out was our little circle of friends and whatever we might have thought, unless you were on television. There wasn't a whole lot of influencing type things happening out there, unless you were on TV and you know, when I was a kid. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing about it is, you know, what you just made me think about is in before the days of social media and everybody, you know, seemingly now having a voice, and all of a sudden, what I don't really get is why all of a sudden does everybody's opinion matter? Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, look at it for real. Just because social media got invented and all that, What happened? Did I miss something?
No.
Why does everybody's opinion matter now? Mine never did before social media. You know what I mean? It's kind of like only in your close circle of friends and professional associates that you came into contact with.
Right.
And now it's kind of like an ego type. I see it in myself in some respects. It's kind of like a little ego booster thing.
Sure.
I'm enjoying doing without it.
Well, I think for a lot of people, they see this as simply one of these things where they can't live without it. For some people, they become addicted.
Oh, very easily understood. Oh, yeah, the type of, I don't know, I guess endorphins and stuff,
right,
that get generated in your brain, you know, that immediate satisfaction endorphin. Yeah, I'm sure you can get hooked to that.
So, as we discuss this, are you planning on ever returning to it? I mean, I don't know that you need it, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, I probably will. It's just I'm in no hurry to do it. I've got plenty to keep me occupied right now. I'm getting ready for a gig here in a couple of weeks that is going to kind of tell on me a little bit in respect to what kind of physical shape I'm in, because it's going to be local here out at the berm. But it has been so hot, dude. Upper 90s, low 100s. And it's really going to tell on, my physical condition, which I've been working on. But, the heat is the heat, and you got to be careful. So, that's what I'm getting ready for.
Wait, is it going to be down there in Florida?
Yes. Okay. I've got a guy that, his name's Casey Evans. Actually, he's an actor out of Hollywood. Before James Yeager passed, James had conveyed to Casey that he should link up with me and do some training, and that's what Casey's following through on. And I've been working with him over the phone in different mediums for the last couple, 3 months. And we've already got a lot of the groundwork laid, and it's going to be a pretty good gig. It's going to be a 5-day straight one over the world for Casey.
Gotcha.
So, it's going to be good.
There you go. So today, and we're gonna set it up today. So today, I want to talk about, and you see, I don't think you'll ever see this in Florida. I probably never see this myself where I live. But one of the reasons that I set up this kit that I carry with me if I'm going into places where I don't really know things, chiropractor is in Columbia, South Carolina, and during the pandemic and during the COVID. And that was the time when Antifa and BLM was very active. And in Columbia, they had some violence. And in order to get to his office, I had to drive through the areas where there was going to be violence. So I developed this kit. And I've read about people that have, made a right turn and they suddenly find themselves in the middle of a march or a protest or something like that. And they have to deal with it. I heard about some guy in Austin, Texas, that somebody stuck an AK-47 in his window, and he had to shoot and kill him. So, knowing these things and everything, I decided to devise this little kit that I might have to grab and all that other stuff, and I want to discuss that with you, and I want to discuss what an objective should be for somebody that is in one of those fights where they're trying to escape. What is the objective? Because some people seem to think I'm discussing a last stand.
Oh, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
I mean, the primary objective is to survive. I mean, any conflict or that you find yourself in which you can be seriously injured, maimed, or killed, your focus, I mean, your human instinctual focus is going to shift, or should shift, to survival of whatever, incident or action that's taking place.
Right. I want to discuss the details with you and get into some of the stuff and everything else, because there's some people that it sort of goes back to what you were saying. Why is everybody's opinion important in social media? Why does everybody's opinion need to be heard? But I keep hearing these other people bringing it up, and it just is making me think. And I'm trying not to have too many moving parts in this. But, I will explain this to you. And get your input on it, of course. And for those of you that are looking for Super Dave right now, the only place you can find Super Dave is here. He is in a social media blackout. His website is not currently up, but he is here. But that'll all change. That's all going to change. We'll be right back This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, in the course of your time when you were in special operations, every mission that you went on always had an objective, but you always also had a plan for after the objective, right? You always had, okay, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do this, and this is how I'm going to get back and get out of here, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See, this is all I'm trying to develop with this, because what do you
you'll have,
yes,
if I may, you'll have different phases of the operation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like infiltration, actions on the objective. You can break it down however you want, but you're going to have at a minimum infiltration, actions on the objective, and exfiltration. Whatever, you know, is entails making all that happen.
So for me in a civilian world now,
mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know if you saw this, but the other day out of Philadelphia, they caught this 17-year-old kid who was working with an Al-Qaeda splinter group, and he wanted to do a multi-leveled, multi-destination attack in the United States, sort of a la Mumbai.
Right.
And he's 17 years old. He's getting guns. He's getting stuff to make explosives and everything. And my first thought was that, okay, this guy's also got somebody here helping him with money. Because I can't imagine a 17-year-old with enough disposable income, unless his parents are billionaires and just pay him $1 million a week and they don't know what he's doing with it.
Well, unless he's in the right hook and they're just providing it.
Whatever it was, I was just thinking, what if one of those pops in front of us, like it did in Paris, like it did in right. India? And that's what I see right. myself accidentally driving into.
Okay.
So in the event that I drive into that, and in the event, and here's the tools I'm going to have, and I will explain why I only have these tools. In the event that something like that happens, my first thought is going, what I have thought is that food and water is not going to be an issue, because we will not have gotten to that point yet to where food and water is going to be an issue. So for that reason, I don't have any packed with me in this particular kit. Primarily,
you will or you won't?
I won't.
Okay.
I won't. Although I might get a vest. I might get a vest with a bladder on the back of it.
I would seriously say that was a mistake. But
okay. Well, let's start with that. Why?
No matter what you do or how you do it, I would always have at least one good meal and some water present with that gear. Because you just don't know, man. And something else you need to think about is your physiology, human physiology. When you are, let's say, in a normal capacity, and then you get a massive adrenaline dump that's going to come with, you know, the type of circumstances that you're describing.
Right.
And you get into a high energy output for an unknown period of time type situation, you would be surprised how hungry and thirsty you'll get before you even know it and realize it. And you'll be like, yeah, it'd be nice to have, you know, some Lickies and Chewies about right now.
Right.
Just to keep your energy levels up.
Okay.
You should at least have some high energy. It doesn't have to be a sit down meal in a box.
Right.
It needs to be some high energy something to sustain your energy levels. You follow me?
I do. So should I be thinking to myself then? Okay. Should I be thinking to myself? Maybe I need to consider having a backpack that I actually carry with me in addition to this other stuff. Is that what I should be thinking?
No, not that much. I mean, like, you know, a handful of power bars, definitely water. You're always going to need water. But, you know, in a manageable form to carry it.
Well, I mean, in the backpack. So, like with one of these Vertex backpacks that I have, I think I have the Gamut 2 or something like that. It has room for a bladder, but it also has enough room to where I could throw a couple of MREs and some bars and some other things into it just for, you know, snackies.
Right.
And sippies.
Well, if you want to look at it from a timeline standpoint, look at it from, say, 12 hours, 24 hours.
Okay. Okay.
32 hours. Kind of time it out.
That. Okay, now that makes sense. So now we have to add to the kit. I have thought about that. I've wondered about that. I was just thinking that it wasn't going to be that big of an issue, but at the same time, it would be better, I guess, if I didn't have to depend on anything while I'm in this particular state, huh? You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would work.
Now, as far as, now, so, like, if you have a rifle, right, are you carrying more ammunition for the rifle than you are your pistol? But now, with your pistol, are you going to be, you'll be in your SD rig, right? So you already have plenty of ammo on your belt for your pistol, right?
Correct. The rifle bag is just pretty much set up for the rifle.
Right.
Rifle utility bag. Yeah.
Now,
try to balance it out. Try to balance out your ammo load. Remember, you've got to be able to. It doesn't matter how much you can have present. And I do have what would be considered like an Alamo stash in the vehicle if that were to become my. Final fighting position, but you've got to be able to, move, shoot, move, and communicate. So don't overload yourself down where just getting into and out of basic shooting positions is difficult.
Right. Well, so, and I'll bring this up in the next little bit. Let's talk about the backpack. And I was told by, and I don't put any weight in this. Yeah, I'll tell you what I was told when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. If I'm going to ask anybody's advice on one of these get out, shoot, move, and communicate situations, it's going to be Super Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Update. In the headlines right now, President Biden holding a joint news conference after hosting a summit at Camp David with the leaders of Japan and South Korea. Biden saying the world is standing at an inflection point, the meeting focusing on China. Hurricane Hilary churning in the Pacific and is expected to hit Southern California over the weekend. Storm prep underway in San Diego. To Maui, where there's been a resignation related to the massive wildfire.
More than 1,000 people are still missing. Search and rescue teams digging through the ash and rubble of what was the town of Lahaina. The top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. Herman Andea's resignation came one day after he defended his decision to not activate those sirens. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about the, oh my gosh, let's get out of the vehicle and run bag that I'm trying to put together and everything. For some reason, everybody seems to think that I should be, they tell me that plates are going to be better for me than knee pads, which I have knee pads for a different reason than I would run plates. But you, are you going to run plates if you have to jump out of the car?
Well, that's what I have.
Okay.
A plate carrier. That's all I have.
Right.
Plate carrier with plates in it. You know, it's kind of funny that you mention that because what it brings to mind is it used to be, you know, back in the day when you had, you know, as part of the organization, you know, we not only wore body armor, but we had plates front and back in our body armor. And the reason for that is, of course, the added protection of the soft armor, which not only was, you know, ballistically graded, but its primary purpose, really, since you're running front and back plates, is to stop secondary projectiles.
Right.
That get generated by blasts, explosions, stuff like that. But as it becomes difficult to fire and maneuver with all that on. So what I witnessed and kind of went through myself was with the shift in weight as it relates to, you know, the plates now are probably a quarter of the weight or survivability that they used to be back in the, you know, 20 years ago in the 90s, mid-90s.
If you have if you have the money to buy the really expensive plates, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
and that's definitely a problem to throw money at. The thing about it is, if you have a good carrier with your requisite pockets and pouches and all that, you know, your doodads, by the time you outfit it, there's a certain amount of protection going to be provided. Now, it's not ballistic protection, but it can certainly deflect or redirect a projectile before it gets to your plate, if not out and out stop it, depending on like how many mags you're wearing on your chest. But it's, I got to where I trimmed down, speaking for myself specifically, I trimmed down my upper body weight considerably by, you know, accepting the risk of the secondary projectiles and doing away with the soft armor and building up my plate carrier armor. Now, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but it's certainly a lot cooler because heat is always a factor. And, you know, you've got your chest or your upper thoracic portion of your body protected front and rear with plates.
I think I'd probably just run with a chest rig, and I'll tell you why. The plate carriers I have are not like cummerbunds or not like an IOTV. Right. And I have plates for the front and the back. Which I'm guessing that as long as I got shot in the front of the back and I get hit on the plate, I'd be good to go. But on the sides, I don't have like a cummerbund that's coming up high or anything.
Right. It's all risk versus gain.
Yeah. So for me, I think I'd move better just wearing a chest rig.
Well, another issue that you want to take into consideration if you're going to run slick plates or, you know, a vest with plates.
Right.
Is something called back face deformation. If you're wearing a vest with plates, it's going to hurt a lot less than if you're just wearing a set of plates and a carrier.
Right.
And you take a plate hit, you're going to know it. It might not kill you, but you might wish you were dead. I'm not sure.
Now, when you're talking about the deformation, you're describing the dent that, see, I have steel plates in my carrier.
Correct.
And you're talking about the dent that results from the shot, that's the deformation, and that's what's hitting you initially on that impact that causes that dent. That's the kind of impact you're absorbing.
Exactly.
Which knocks you on your back.
And it's going to be different for whatever type of materials that your plates are made of.
Right.
You follow me?
I do.
You know, like if they're ceramic or ceramic plates, steel plates, coated, you know, I don't know, a combination of all three. Coated, steel, ceramic, I don't know. But it's going to hurt, you know, just because I don't want people thinking just because you're wearing, you know, plates and you get hit, it's not going to hurt.
Right. It's going to hurt a lot, isn't it? And depending on, I think the plates I wear are rated up to 308.
It's going to be a serious distractor.
Yeah. Well, I think even like with these rifle plates, I'm told that they would probably stop or really slow down a 50 caliber, but that means I'm dead anyway. Because there's always,
I would probably say, I'd have to agree with it.
Yeah. But, I mean, even with certain 308 hits on a straight one. The other thing is that these steel plates, they come with this this coating to prevent the spall.
Right.
But after the first hit, that sort of is bulging off the plate. The next hit's going to take it all out. And then from then on, while the plates are still good, every time I take a hit on the plate, it's going to be spalling up under my jawline.
Well, it depends on, what really matters is how many hits can the plate sustain in X area of coverage,
right,
before the plate fails. And then, you know, of course, you're not going to have anything to worry about.
Right. I do have two. Now, I have two vests. I have one with rifle plates, and I have one with soft body armor that doesn't weigh nothing. And, it, you know, it'll defeat up to a .44 Magnum, although, once again, that would hurt an awful lot. So, with yours, are you wearing rifle-rated plates, or are you wearing soft armor?
Yes.
Okay.
No, mine are definitely rifle-rated. They're rated up to 30-06 AP.
Gotcha. Well, that brings us to the next question, which will be, it'll probably have to be the last question because I don't have to. So I'll start asking it in advance. So is this part of your Alamo stash? The plate carrier, is that the thing that you're jumping out of? Okay, well, I've got it. This is it. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
If I have time and opportunity, now, that's something you got to consider. You know, it's easy to sit back and plan and come up with the what-if scenarios to pack your bag. But what about the real-time issues?
Right. That's what we're going to get into next. That's what we're going to get into next because I have a few questions about that. For those of you seeking out Super Dave, you're just going to have to come here every Friday and listen to him. And at some point, he'll either tell me on this that, hey, all my socials are back up, or he'll say he's getting ready to do it. Until that time, this is the only place you can find him. Exclusive. Right here on Lock and Load. Anyhow, so, yeah, we're going to get into that question next, because I'm either going to have to repack and reformulate what I'm thinking, or I'm going to have to add something to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening.
Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about the kit you might pack if you're thinking to yourself things might get bad while you're out and about. So for if you're going to go plate, how big is this? How are you carrying all this stuff?
It's basically a kit bag. You know, a regular, you know what a flight bag looks like, a kit bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bag about that size.
How much does it weigh?
Got it. Ooh, good call.
I mean, is this...
35 pounds.
35 pounds.
Yeah.
This has got your gun. This has got your plate carrier. This has got your ammo. This has got your snacks and your water. It's got it all.
Right. Yeah, it's probably about 35, 40 pounds.
Right. So, do you ever get out there and drive around somewhere and get out there in the woods in Florida and all of a sudden throw it into park, jump out, grab this bag, and see how fast you can throw everything on?
I've not done it like out in the world.
Right.
But I've done timeline rehearsals, of course, like in the backyard, getting the bag out, you know, deploy myself out of the vehicle, get to the bag, get it out. The bag is loaded in reverse order.
Right.
Meaning, the first item that I take out of the bag is the first item that I should be putting on.
Right.
And, yeah, that's fine. But you got to think in terms of, from a contingency standpoint, what if you don't have time to access your gear? You know what I mean? It's all fine and good to be prepared and have this safe mentality that you're prepared for any circumstance, but then the circumstances in real time preclude you from accessing your gear.
Right.
You know, you have to, say, abandon the vehicle in the interest of taking care of, in the interest of taking care of your passengers. You don't know. It's a simple one thing that a lot of people overlook, and this is what I don't. This is something I really don't understand, having watched, you know, a lot of crime videos and, you know, action videos, stuff that people watch. People don't really think in terms of driving a 5,000-pound weapon. at all. You know, it's like, oh my God, something's happening. I got to put it in park and stop and get out. There's no thought of, oh my God, something's happening. Let me run these people over and get out of here.
Right. That thought has crossed my mind.
You know, the it really depends on, you know, your mental agility, your level of awareness, and paying attention to what's going on around you. And if you're considering running people over, you better have an accurate read on what's going on. Because, you know, it's just like anything else, assault with a deadly weapon, especially if crushing to death. You could be up on, you know, more serious charges, but survival is survival. How bad do you want to survive?
Right.
But you've got to take it, seriously, and just take a hard look at what could possibly happen in real time and how would you deal with it. You know, staying with a vehicle, you know, what's the common sense cut off on that?
Right.
You know, vehicles are targets, and needless to say, they're going to be loaded with X amount of gasoline, so they're going to burn, and they burn real well. So you're going to have to break contact with it at some point. But how are you going to do it? How can you do it? And it gets that much more complicated if you're the only, what I would consider, active defender out of that crew of individuals that need protection. You know, your passengers, your family members. If I had my family in my vehicle, I'm thinking it's a safe bet. The only reason my vehicle would come to a stop is I already drove the wheels off of it.
Right.
You know, and then I'll deal with, you know, what's going to transpire having needed to leave the vehicle.
So sometimes a vehicle would be a defense point.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So when you're packing your kit bag, my thought on how I would pack it is that I would have a backpack in it with stuff, meals, water, maybe a little spare ammo. Then I have the rifle on top of that, and then I would have the plate carrier on top of that. So when I deployed it, I'm going to be putting on the plate carrier and grabbing the rifle first. Is that how you do it?
Right. Right. Depending on, you know, it depends on what type of gear you've identified and, you know, where it goes on your body and how it goes on your body.
Right.
How it's connected. You know, is it a belt? Is it a harness? Does it snap link onto something else?
Well, no, I mean, I presume you already have the ammo placed on the vest as well, on the carrier.
Or is everything's ready to rock.
Ready to rock. So all you got to do is pick it up and put it on.
Exactly.
Now, will you carry your secondary weapon on your carrier, or is it just going to stay where it's at?
No, that's on my body.
Okay. That seems workable. I guess the big issue is going to be with a kit like that. That's not something you're going to pull out and then run with it, is it? This is something you're going to pull out, unzip, and put it on.
Yeah, but, I mean, there should be no reason you could not manipulate your gear and put it on while you're moving.
Right, right. Well, definitely, sure. if you have it set up to where you get your... Putting the vest on just means I always just have one side open.
Right.
So I just slide one side in and pull up the cummerbund and stick it in there, and I'm set.
Right.
So that would be easy enough to do. Okay, that would be something I'm going to try. That's interesting.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Gotcha.
You know, when the circumstances, when you find yourself in a set of circumstances in which, you know, you have to figure it out on the fly, you'll do all right.
Right. Well, they
or not.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just looking for something that I can work on deploying, right? That I can practice deploying. So that means I have to dig out my kit bag.
Well, here's something else you want to consider, too.
Well, you got a minute. Tell me quick.
If you're the driver, which obviously you're going to be, where is the bag? Can you access it? And what you should be thinking about is, under some circumstances, you very well may need to access your rifle before you exit the vehicle.
Ah, see, now this is where I've thought about this. See, the bag is always right behind me. I've got a four-door pickup truck. The bag is always right behind me between the seats. So in this instance, if I pack the bag the way you're talking about, because I have a 7-inch barrel SBR, I can both get the vest on and bring the rifle to bear and have it up and ready to go.
Right.
So, all right, that's cool. We'll have to pick this up next week when you're back. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
No worries. Thank you for the opportunity.
All of you looking for Super Dave, you're going to have to catch him here until he decides to get back on social media. And I'm sure he's going to. I'm sure you're going to. But right now, you're having a very good time not being on it. I sort of envy you, to be honest with you.
Dude, it's real easy, man. All you got to do is
delete it.
Hit the off switch.
Hit the off switch, yeah. Well, but it'll be nice to see you back, too. I miss the guitar riffs.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch all of your guitar riffs.
Very cool.
We got hour number 2 inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.